My name is Lucas. I'm 6 years old. You're listening to the Kids Commute on Nunglockan Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Lucas, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Bach Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet later in the show. Remember how we said there were a lot of Johanns in the Bach family? Well, today and tomorrow, we're going to meet two of them, as it is Bach Week on IPR's Kids Commute. First, though, it's going to help to get their mothers straight. Johann Sebastian Bach's first wife, Maria Barbara, passed away after giving birth to 7 children. J.S. Bach remarried about a year later to the lady who became Anna Magdalena Bach, mother to 13 more Bach children, and by all accounts, a kind stepmother to the other 7. Now that brings us to today's Johann Christoph Friedrich Bach. Now, if you're keeping track, he was the 9th child of J.S. Bach and Anna Magdalena Bach, Bach child number 16, and Bach son number 9. The easiest way to identify him is as the Buchaberg Bach. That's the name of the town where he did a lot of his work as an adult. Johann Christoph Friedrich Bach, we'll call him JCF Bach, was born in the year 1732. Like his brothers, he learned music from his dad, as well as from a cousin who was, by the way, another Johann Bach. So how did the Buchaberg Bach get to Buchaberg? Well, he traveled there for a job, hired by the wealthy Count Wilhelm of Schaumburg-Lippe. Now, this turned out to be a good choice. Remember how we talked about how the Seven Years' War caused trouble for our other Bach brothers? Well, the Count shielded JCF Bach from as much trouble as he could by taking him away to an estate about 135 miles away from the action for safety. Eventually, the Buchaberg Bach got the job as master of music for the Count, and that stayed steady for the rest of his life. Not to be outdone by his father and brothers, Johann Christoph Friedrich also wrote instructional keyboard books. He had one thing the others didn't really have around the house, though. A piano, which he brought over to Germany from England. Today's music is a fun musical exercise, a set of variations on A vous diriger maman, which is the basis for Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, Ba Ba Black Sheep, and our alphabet song.
A vous diriger maman.
Variations are what happens when you take a tune and then mess around with it a little bit within the tune structure to come up with different sounds. Here is Johann Christoph Friedrich Bach's version of Variations on A vous diriger maman, performed by pianist Xiang Wang. Now, because there are so many ways to make variations on this piece, this set of variations is pretty long, so we're going to hear about half of them, and we'll have the rest of them at our website, kidscommute.org.
Thank you.
For the rest of those Bach variations, as well as a set of variations by Mozart, visit our website, kidscommute.org. Okay, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet for the week and give you your last hint to figure it out. Here's this week's question. What famous animated movie from the year 1940 featured an orchestra playing J.S. Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor? Here's what it sounds like with an orchestra. Some hints for you. This was a Disney movie that had cartoons to go with each piece of classical music. The cartoon for this piece featured dancing strings in the sky, and Disney made a follow-up to this movie in the year 2000. Two more hints. This movie also featured three delicately dancing hippos, and finally, Mickey Mouse in a wizard's hat as the sorcerer's apprentice. What's the name of the movie? Do you know the answer? I don't even care if you spell it right. Just send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you the latest Kids Commute prize pack. And by the way, kids commuters, you're only eligible to win a prize pack every 30 days to make sure we've got enough for everybody. All right, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlocking Public Radio.